I'm Ben.
And I'm Gus.
And we're from Wolfpack Gaming. It is the 11th of December, and we are playing Minecraft. Alright, welcome to the show. On today's agenda, we're going to be talking about...
The update,
the aftermath, well, not aftermath, the
changes,
yeah. Changes and things that happened after Minecon, which, by the way, I wanted to go to. Sadly, I didn't get to go. Neither did Gus.
No, I don't want to go.
You didn't want to go to Minecon?
Well, I don't know. It'd make me feel nerdy.
It's in Las Vegas.
Oh, well, never mind. I'd rather go to Las Vegas.
Las Vegas, you know.
Alright, anyways, in the new update, you can have potions. You can make weapons that are enchanted, and what else is there?
You can enchant your tools, your weapons, your armor. You can brew potions using a nifty little tool called the Brewing Stand, which is by far probably going to be my favorite, you know, thing coming up, or that I'm going to be using.
Update.
Yeah. That I'm going to be using, because that means you can make, like, a beer brewery or something like that.
Yeah.
Make, like, a Budweiser brewery on a multiplayer server. Yeah.
And then also there was, another thing that was bad was the redstone and doors. They made it so much harder now to get the, you know, like, when you're making a door out of sticky pistons and stuff, it's a lot more different. It's crazy.
Yeah, and they also added different sound changes that some people noticed, but were very subtle secret changes that I didn't notice until my friend pointed them out. By the way, I'm talking about Eli, who is going to be he's the third member of Wolfpack Gaming, but he is unfortunately not here with us at the moment. I'm not saying he's dead, I'm just saying he's not here with us.
Yeah, he's at
He's at a band concert, so we wish him luck. Well, not band concert, so...
Whatever it is, it doesn't really matter.
He's playing drums.
There's the sounds are... I didn't really hear, but what do you say?
The explosions are different. Sounds more like an explosion. And when you fall from a high place, instead of your guy going, ooh, it makes like a bone-breaking sound.
That was a really good... By the way, that was a really good sound of it.
There's like a Minecraft for Android, all you Android people out there. There's a Minecraft soundboard, and it has sounds from Minecraft. It's got all the songs, like the music from it, which, by the way, you can get on iTunes. But they also changed the sound of doors opening and closing.
So, well, speaking of doors, there's also the two-door glitch. Where if you have two doors like this, two doors right next to each other, and you open the left one, I believe, it opens, but then it closes all of a sudden and opens the right one. And then if you close the right one, I think, or something like that, then it goes, like, closes, and then there's a certain, like, way you can do it, and it just keeps closing doors. It's somewhat confusing. So to solve that, I just use pressure plates. That's what I do. And one door and single door, so...
The problem I've had with doors before is I've tried to do double door pressure plates. It's the first time. I did two doors and then two pressure plates on either side.
Yeah, I figured out how to do that. And it just kind of looks funny.
I walked onto them and one door would open, and then I'd try to walk through it, and then the other door would open, but the other door would close. So then I was just kind of like, ugh.
Yeah, you can't get through it.
I couldn't get through it. It's a trick door. Someone could use that for like an adventure, Indiana Jones like type thing.
That would be pretty cool. I think another glitch that I found out was if you're underwater, or a cave underwater, and you're digging down, then sometimes they'll glitch out and say you're drowning.
Yeah, so that's happened to me a few times. I made a big oil rig in the middle of an ocean, and I dug down under. I had Buildcraft, by the way, a great mod. I had made an oil rig to dig down into the ground, because I'd found an underwater oil reserve, which was pretty sweet. I drowned underwater, except I was completely covered. There were no holes where water could get in. I was just underwater in a cave, and I drowned.
Yeah, that's It hasn't happened to me yet, but I think it will eventually.
Alright. Well, we're going to go to a quick transition, and we'll be right back. Alright, what is up? Welcome back. So what we're thinking of doing with this, the direction we're going to take this show and our Wolfpack Gaming, is we want to take it in a direction where we're going to bring you sort of, I wouldn't call us like an IGN thing where we're doing reviews, tips, and all that stuff.
We're just going to be more like showing you
games, stuff we do. It'll be like kind of like, Yogg's Cast, except not as bomb.
Yeah, we're just gonna be more like showing you what we do on our multiplayer servers. I think we'll have a YouTube channel.
We have a YouTube channel. Yeah, no videos on it as of the December 11th, 2011. We plan to get one up
tonight. I think I might try to do one tonight.
Yeah.
Okay.
We'll try and do one in a little bit after we
finish this up.
Finish recording this podcast and pop it on iTunes.
All right.
So, but basically what we're planning on doing is informing you on our many adventures into gaming, so to speak. We're going to be only on basically, a few platforms. We'll be doing PC, such as Minecraft, obviously.
Can we do Xbox? Do we have a program that we could run?
I'm
not sure I'd do that, but
we can talk about Xbox, but
I don't think we could show it.
In the future, we will get a recording software, but that costs lots of money.
It'll probably be really complicated. But
once we get real jobs,
once we become real men. Oi. But we'll definitely talk about new games coming out, what we think of games, Xbox
reviews. I guess we might review some games that we think
need it.
If we need to.
Yeah, I don't think we'll be talking about PlayStation. It's not like we don't like it, but We don't really play it ourselves.
We don't own PlayStation.
Yeah, we only have an Xbox.
Although, Drake's Uncharted, I played it. It's pretty fun. In fact, it's probably one of the best games I've ever played. But
yeah,
that's besides the point. Microsoft, the Xbox, is obviously a lot better than the PlayStation. Although, I have to say, PS3 has a lot better graphics than the Xbox.
And they have that cool new TV that you can have glasses.
The dual thing. I have not seen that.
That was really crazy. I found that really cool.
But I bet you it's just like a 3D. It's not really,
I don't know. It could be a lot better than what we think.
Yeah, but
anywho,
what do we know? We're Xbox owners.
Yeah, so.
Another thing we're thinking of doing, this is just my idea. I'm thinking of doing sort of server Sundays or server Saturdays, whatever. It's where everyone who wants to, show us or something, we'll select a server, we'll play on it, mess around on it, see what we like, and we'll just kind of have a server spotlight, so to speak. Exactly why I'm calling it server Saturday / Sunday, whenever we get around to recording it. Probably on a Saturday or Sunday.
Sunday would probably be better, is what I'm saying.
Because we're recording this on a Sunday, so.
So when are you going on vacation again?
Leave for Hawaii the 19th. So
okay.
I might actually submit something from Hawaii when I go up there. I'll definitely try and update you guys on my trip. And heck, Gus here, he can take a call from me or something
I could probably
Hawaii and equip me by the mic or something like that. Whatever. But that'd be pretty cool. And I'll definitely be playing Minecraft on my laptop.
So, how about we review a game right now? How about Skyrim? Just throwing it out there.
Alright. Well,
pros and cons?
Yeah, we'll do that. Wait, you haven't played the game, have
No,
you?
I haven't seen. I haven't played it, but I've seen you play it, and it looked pretty good to me. So,
it's a lot better than Oblivion by years and billions of bajillions of years. It's a lot better. I mean, like all Bethesda games, it has bugs, but it's not as buggy as Oblivion. Thank God, Oblivion was
I remember. I was just playing that today, and it's just horribly painful with the bugs and glitches and
It was painful to play Oblivion when it first came out. I mean, it was just like, you'd walk in around a corner, you got glitch into a wall or something like that.
Yeah.
Although one thing I'm glad they, or set, glad, sad that they fixed, was the Dorian money glitch in Imperial City. Me and Gus did that once, and we watched, I think it was a program of The Office, which is, by the way, is a great show. We watched a full episode of The Office while doing the clicking the money thing, and we got, like, I think...
It was, like, at least 20 million, at least.
Maybe. Gold, yeah.
It was a lot.
I mean, we'd trade off, too. We'd both be hammering on it with both fingers and trade off and hammer on it a little more.
Yeah, just to get all that gold.
But Skyrim's got a lot better graphics. The gameplay's a lot more satisfying. It makes you feel like you're actually there. Well, not actually there, but you're actually controlling something, whereas with Oblivion, it was like, whoa, I'm running around in circles, spinning somewhat.
And the quests are... Apparently, it is impossible to get 100% of the game. Like, apparently there is an unlimited amount of quests. Like, you cannot get 100% done with the game, is what they were saying, I heard.
Yeah, there's miscellaneous quests. Like, someone would tell you, hey, go deliver this to somebody, and then in turn that'll lead to another quest, and then another quest, and then a big full-fledged quest.
Yeah, but we're not going to give any spoiler alerts, but there are vampires and werewolves.
There's vampires, you can be a werewolf. Human, obviously.
Yeah.
They have all the same races from Oblivion. Character creation is a lot easier and better. I thoroughly enjoyed creating my character. But basically how the story goes, I'm not going to tell you the ending, just how it starts out. But there's two factions. There's the Imperial Legion and the Stormcloaks. And the Stormcloaks are Nords who are rebelling against the Empire, the supposed oppressive, evil, ruling Empire. I sided with the Empire my first playthrough, and I was thoroughly satisfied. And then on my second playthrough, I haven't finished yet, I'm sided with the Stormcloaks. But that's main quest one, I guess you could say. There's kind of two of them. The second one is the dragons are returning to Skyrim, and you, the Dovahkiin, or the Dragonborn, in like the first Dragonborn in over like 200 years or something like that. You are the only one who can stop them with your shouts, dragon shouts, which I love to death. There's one called Unrelenting Force. It's the very first one you learn, which, like, it's still my favorite, even though I've learned more powerful ones. It's where your guy yells Fus Do Ra in the dragon language, and then bodies just go flying, which is why I do it on wolves or something when I'm in the wilderness. They go flying over cliffs and stuff.
Yeah.
So...
Also, in that game, it's not like in Fallout, I guess, and also in Oblivion, that you could see things in the landscape, but you couldn't actually go there. But, like, in Skyrim, you can actually see a spot, and you can just trap, you can just, like, walk to the tip of a mountain. It's not like...
It's like, you see a mountain, you want to climb it, you can climb it.
Yeah.
But, I thoroughly enjoyed it, but one of the things I didn't like is I got stuck in numerous places climbing a mountain. Although there's more auto-saving in Skyrim than in Oblivion, so you don't have to go trekking through a dungeon that you just completed. After you've already beat it. The boss battles are a lot more fun. They're more challenging. In Oblivion, I mean, it was just a few sword. You could just backpedal and shoot spells at someone or hit them with a sword and they couldn't get at you. It was just kind of, you'd do that, or you'd get up on a rock and they'd, in Oblivion, they'd just stand there and stare at you while you pelted them with arrows and sword attacks, and it was crazy.
Anyways, another topic, how about just, let's see, let's go back to Minecraft. In Minecraft, I think they expanded the height now, can't you go higher?
They did, they went, I think from, I can't remember, but it was something, and I think now it's 136.
Yeah.
I think it was 128, but I don't know for sure, so don't quote me on that. One thing that I like personally to do about the new updates. NPCs. I thoroughly love the NPCs.
I haven't found any yet, but what...
It's basically, you just go to an NPC village and they have NPCs now. Just guys walking around, they do absolutely nothing. You can't do a thing with them.
So they just pretty much just stand there and walk around?
Walk around and look like Squidward.
Yeah, cool.
What I'd like to see in future updates from Jeb, who took over control from Notch, is, well, one, I'd like to have more modes of transportation. I want to be able to get on a horse or something and ride around, or carriages, or... I don't know, Da Vinci's flying machine, you know?
Yeah. Or, instead of just like a pig in a saddle, you just sit on it, and then it, A, either sits there, or B, just like runs around like a lunatic, jumping in water and not... You can't really control it, is what I was saying. So, we would need like a horse you could actually like use to go places and actually control with saddles.
Now, obviously, you wouldn't craft it. You'd have to go find it. But,
yeah.
The second thing I would like to see introduced is the use of props. Now, what I mean by that is, like, you can... Like, in the Minecraft Better Than Wolves mod, which is an awesome mod, it's on Minecraft forums. Just type into Google Better Than Wolves, and it'll be the first thing up there. Has been updated for 1.0.0. Yes. Hooray. But, is like vases and chairs that you can sit in and more furniture, and instead of getting stairs and putting signs on the side of them that looks weird and you can't sit in them, you walk up over your chair.
Yeah.
I would also like to see new weaponry instead of just your standard fist, sword, and bow. Like, while keeping true to the Minecraft theme, like, kind of settler, pre-medieval sort of a thing, yeah. So, like, you can get a musket or something, which I think there's a mod for that, but I'd like to see the creators actually put that in there. Another thing I would like to see... I don't know. I gotta think of something here.
There could be a lot of new stuff, like... If you ever have set up a bucket server, which I don't recommend doing, because it's a pain.
Well, we recommend bucket wholeheartedly, but...
Yeah, it's really fun once you set it up, but
we're too
getting
We're too stupid to figure out.
Yeah, like, getting to it and getting it setting up in a server is just a pain. And I don't even want to try it after, like, a couple nights ago when I tried it. It was just not fun.
But if you would like to send us instructions on how to set up a bucket server,
then you could
we'd be more than happy to
we have an email set up,
field them. Our email is wolf-packgaming@live.com. That's wolf-packgaming@live.com, and feel free to send us your
videos, instructions,
anything like that. And we would like to hear your comments about the show, what you think about it, what we should add.
What we should talk about.
Or just, if you want to send us mods or something you'd like us to try out, servers you want us to see,
or games you want us to review, just send us a email, or we'll put some stuff on YouTube, and you can put comments on those.
Also, this is kind of like a thing they do, the guys over at Minecraft After Dark, which is a great podcast, by the way. They do audio shoutouts, which viewers send them, you know, audio of themselves talking about like something they would like to see or something. So if you would like to do that with us, we would like you to send that to us at our email.
Yeah, it could be any kind of audio file, couldn't it? Or does that no? Because we can
any so basically any audio file works. Doesn't matter how you save it. Just make sure you send it to us. Alright, so that about wraps up our show for tonight. I'm Ben.
And I'm Gus.
And we're from Wolfpack Gaming. It's the 11th of December, and we just played Minecraft. If you would like to contact Wolfpack Gaming, please email us at wolf-packgaming@live.com.